Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so I apologize in advance for the audio quality of this little blurb I'm about to do, but I'm in Hawaii and I don't have any of my recording equipment with me because I recorded my intro to this podcast before I left. That was before I hit 500 patrons on Patreon, and now I'm at 515, and I just need to say, like, thank you so much. You guys, we did it. We reached the goal. I'm going to produce a season of SUP that is patron only, and we'll be recapping season one. So the good news is it is all fucking happening, and it's because of you guys. So I just appreciate every single one of you, and I cannot wait to do this season. It's going to be so much fun. And yeah, that is all from me. I hope you guys have a beautiful week, and I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you are wanting to become a patron of Sex Unique Podcast, you can do so by visiting www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast, and you will get all the info you need to live your dreams as a supporter of SUP. So without further ado, I give you this week's episode. Bye.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beats, here we go so in. Got a girl with a friend, you be both win.
I have a very, very special guest on the podcast tonight that I'm really excited about. And I just blindly reached out to you on social media and you agreed to do it. And I'm very blessed.
I'm blessed to be here.
It's Danny Pellegrino from the internet.
Oh my God.
From the internet.
Is that where
and
I'm at
from,
right now?
From, well, Instagram, I would say you're most famous on Instagram, no?
Yeah, Instagram is kind of like where
it's your medium.
Yeah,
it's where you really shine. Yeah. That's how you caught my attention. I like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I randomly came across all your memes and stuff, and I was crying.
I do a lot of Bravo memes specifically, mm-hmm. too. A lot of Housewives, a lot of Vanderpump Rules. They give me so much material.
Yeah,
and I think we have a lot of friends and comedy friends in common.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah. Your Britney one where you did the Postmates one, right?
Was yes. That you? Oh, yeah, where, yeah. When the Britney from Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When Postmates doesn't get, it's like when it doesn't get the order on time or it's going to be longer. And
There's some really good Vanderpump.
Vanderpump gives me so much material. And yeah. Ariana just... I feel so stupid bragging about something so dumb, but Ariana just reposted one of my Vanderpump Rules memes this week, and it was a thrill.
Yeah. No, it's so thrill. It's nice when they have like a sense of humor about that kind of stuff, because it can be a little dicey at times.
Totally.
And you also have a podcast, Everything Iconic.
Yes.
That's newish, Iconic. Right?
It's new. I started at the very end of September, and it's been great. It's a lot of Bravo stuff, but then also just pop culture. And I have a lot of guests. I've had a lot of housewives on. I've had some of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Margaret Josephs. I did a whole hour with Leanne Locken.
Do you watch
the Real Housewives of Dallas?
Yeah, I watched like some episodes of that, and she is my queen. God,
she's batshit.
Yeah.
And we did like a whole hour and a half, like deep dive with Leanne Locken. At one point, she cries. She raps Cardi B. I mean, it's like insane.
She cries?
She raps. She cries. I mean, she talks about she was in abusive relationships. And I mean, it was intense, but it's like a journey. She was also in Miss Congeniality. You know the movie? Sandra Bullock, yeah.
Who is she in the movie?
She's basically an extra. She has no lines. Okay, but we spent like 15 minutes like talking about her role in Miss Congeniality.
I love.
It was a thrill for me. I mean, she talks about Sandy being Sandy.
Did like, she call her Sandy? Sandy.
Yeah, oh my God. Sandy was perfect. Great on set. I mean, it was fantastic. And I love Leanne. I mean, I worship her. She's so...
Yeah.
She talks about watching these shows as homework. So she says she watches like the other housewives to study them, to see what they do well and what they don't do well.
So she's like kind of an actor. She's being method about...
She knows what she's doing. She's trying to put on a show. And then I also just last week had Brandy Glanville on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is a Pump Rules podcast. We talked a little bit about Vanderpump Rules.
Did she talk about Sheena at all?
A little bit.
We like Sheena and Eddie's affair?
Oh my God. She gave me the best scoop. Okay. I'm going to relay it.
Tell me.
I want everyone to go listen to it because it's a great interview. But okay. This is amazing, you guys. I feel like I need to ramp it up because it's so good. So you know the movie Coyote Ugly?
Yeah.
Right? Piper Perabo is the star of Coyote Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
She's the lead actress. And Leanne Rimes did the music for Coyote Ugly. She plays the... she was the voice of
Piper's like character. Right. So all the songs that Piper's singing, it's actually Leanne's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when I think of Leanne Rimes, I think of Coyote Ugly. So in my interview with Brandy, I'm asking her like, are you able to watch Coyote Ugly? And she's like, oh, you know what's funny about that is when Eddie, and this is, you'll have to go listen because I might be, you know, mixing this up a little bit, but this is basically what she said. So while Eddie was cheating on Brandy with Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
She claims allegedly that he was cheating. He was sleeping with Piper Perabo as well, which she's never told anyone before. This is like,
this is new info.
This was new info. And I haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
So I'm freaking out.
Brandy says when she drops off the kids at Eddie and Leanne's house, Leanne has a Coyote Ugly poster hung up on the wall. Because Leanne was in that movie.
No.
You know, Leanne did that movie. And so Brandy says she laughs every time she drops off the kids because Leanne doesn't know that Eddie allegedly slept with Piper Perabo as well.
Oh my God.
So every day, Eddie has to look at this poster and Leanne has to look at this poster. And Brandy said she just laughs. And I mean, is that not crazy?
Like, crazy.
I mean, and I don't know. It's gotten picked up by a few like blogs and stuff, and I don't know if or when it'll get back to Leanne, but I feel like eventually
she has to find out.
It's crazy, but she told me this, and she's like, I've never told anyone that before in my life. She said Piper and Eddie will both deny it. She's like, they're both married now, they will deny it.
Yeah.
She's like, I believe that it happened. And you have to go listen, because you know I might be getting some, you know, I'm like worried someone's going to sue me or something.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't say it, but Andy said it.
I'm giving you guys the information.
Yeah.
But that's incredible. And I was like, my jaw was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great. She sees the poster every day.
Yeah.
And has no idea that Eddie slept with Piper Perabo. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Does Brandy still has her podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has Unfiltered,
mm-hmm.
which she told me, I feel like I'm just like giving away all her secrets, but she told me that Lisa doesn't let the kids come on her podcast, like the Vanderpump Rules kids.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I feel she's kind of enemy numero uno for Lisa, right?
Yes,
yeah,
totally. Like, but I think Sheena was on it or recorded it.
Oh.
But it hasn't been out yet. And I don't know. I feel like it could have gotten blocked. I feel like Lisa maybe blocked it or something.
That's interesting. Sheena did this podcast when it was Pumped Podcast, and I have never listened to the episode again. Like, so it's been years because it was kind of, she's very much like a PR. It's like she's giving very PR answers, but now, especially after like her performances this season, I really want to go back and like revisit the Sheena Shea episode.
So Sheena's coming on my podcast, I think, in like a couple months. I don't know if I should say anymore because otherwise she'll cancel.
You hope to get Sheena on your podcast.
Fingers crossed, you guys.
We're all praying for Sheena to make an appearance.
Let's pray on it. Yeah. But it was so funny because I got the email from her PR person and it said something like, Sheena's headlining in Vegas that show
sex tips for a straight woman from a gay man. Yeah. I think that's the name. I can never really get it right.
I need to go. I need to go and see it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I had two friends of mine went last weekend to go see it. And so I had them come and do an interview about it and like give like the first, I think it was like the first official review. Yeah. Cause I Googled, I was like, surely someone's written about this show, but then no one really had. There was like one mention in like a Las Vegas publication of some sort, but it was more like a recapping like a party that they had to celebrate the show, not like a real review of the show itself. So I had Joni and Leslie come on and talk about it, and they said it's really bad.
Really?
Yeah. They said that it was like half full and that, I mean, they spent a lot of money to get like VIP front row seats, but
what
I think
does that include? Like Sheena
sleeps
with
her husband? A meet and greet. Sheena sleeps with your husband and claims she had no idea that he was married for the 2 years that they were sleeping together.
No kissing, though. There's no kissing.
No kiss. They just had like pounding sex. Kiss. No kiss.
Yeah.
So it was like, does it really count?
Yeah.
Yeah. They said that the hack is to get like probably the cheapest tickets and then you'll just get upgraded because
no one's there. Interesting.
Yeah. But they paid full price and like got a meet and greet and it was like kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Sheena still comes on my podcast.
I hope she does too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, you guys.
Hopefully she wears like a long ponytail, her like signature ponytail. Yes.
I was telling you earlier tonight, I want Sheena to start singing again. I miss her singing voice.
Yeah. She had some good, she got better and better and better over time.
You're being kind.
I stand for Shake That. Like, I will rep that song till the day I die.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a great one. Let's jump into the episode because there's a lot to talk about.
It was so good.
It was so good. This might be one of my favorites of the season so far.
They never disappoint at all, but I still feel like this episode was even better than most.
Mm-hmm. Like anything that starts off with like a fight where everyone's just like blammo shit faced is always going to deliver the goods.
Totally.
Especially on this show.
And I thought maybe they shot their wad. Is that the right term? Shot their wad or whatever. Blew their load last week. And then it's still the beginning of the episode. There was still more that was being unraveled because I felt like we didn't see drunk Ariana and Tom last week.
No.
We just saw drunk Brittany for a second.
Yeah.
And maybe drunk Jax.
Maybe a little bit of drunk Jax, but we also didn't get what I loved is like last week ended with Brittany being like, everybody now hear this. And like, I didn't realize that she was putting her thing on speakerphone or like connecting it to Bluetooth. And like, then it got revealed that she was like plugging it in and played the whole recording for everyone, which is truly a power move to do that at your own housewarming party.
Oh my God. To be there.
To be there and would have been incredible.
It was an apartment.
It's an apartment warming.
But I respect their...
And it's like, how long have they lived there for prior to the housewarming? I feel like they'd been living there for... You know what? I actually know.
You know
they'd been living there for like 6 months or 7 months. So they
like
didn't have like a house... This was like a housewarming party for camera. Because when they moved in, I think was right around the time that Pump Podcast came to an end. And that was like January, February. And they shoot over the summers. So
interesting.
Technically, I don't.
So this was all a ruse.
Housewarming. Yeah.
I feel fooled too. And I also, a part of me dies every time I see that Friends thing around the door. Do you know what I'm talking about? That frame around the keyhole?
But at least Jax and Brittany have it around the keyhole.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dom and Katie have not yet cracked the keyhole code that, yeah, like, that's the purpose of the frame.
Sure.
It's still just in the middle of their door and the keyhole's, like, to the left.
Yeah. They just did, like, a pin the tail on the donkey with it and just, yeah, plastered it on the door. Yeah. It's
They're like, it's a frame that's centered. That's but
do you
the
think
point.
They just bought them in bulk? Or, like, why do they all
I think
have
they
them?
Love Friends.
Yeah.
I think they love Friends and think of themselves.
They think they're the Friends.
They think they are the cast of Friends. And they essentially are for,
wait,
like...
So stop for a second.
Okay.
Who do you think each one of them are?
I think...
Who's the Phoebe?
Phoebe might be Sheena.
Sheena, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Jax and Stassi are like Ross and Rachel.
Okay, yeah.
Joey is like Tom Sandoval. Or no. Joey is Tom Schwartz.
Joey is Tom Schwartz, yes. And I think Sandoval's more Chandler.
Yeah. Sandoval's Chandler. He's Chandler.
James is like Janice. Like, right? Janice. Like, he just shows up.
Yeah, Brittany sometimes is like the woman that Jack or that Ross, like the British woman. What was her name?
No, oh, Emily.
Emily. Yes.
Yeah. Brittany's totally Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's Lala? Lala would be like, I don't know. We don't have a Monica. Who's the Monica?
I mean, is Ariana Monica?
Ariana's probably the Monica.
Who's no, the Kristen's Monica because Kristen loves Kristen to is clean.
Yes.
You know, this she's season. Like, I love to just stay up late. I come home and then I clean for hours. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I love Kristen. You guys.
I love Kristen.
And I'm so upset that she's not really doing much.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
I think I have a full-blown conspiracy theory that Lisa's trying to get Kristen off the show.
So you think they're editing Kristen out of the show?
Yeah, I think they're phasing her out, yeah, because they have not given her a single story. She has no storylines, yeah, like not one. We've never even checked in with Kristen to see like what she's doing at her, yeah, in her living space.
Her t-shirt sales or what? Wasn't she doing a t-shirt line?
She was doing a t-shirt line. Now it's like TBD. Like we just have no frame of reference for Kristen's entire existence. And like,
that breaks my heart.
I know, it's really sad. And we got one moment in this episode of like Carter lolling, like, and I was like, oh my God, is Carter like a fun guy? Did I miss this memo for the past like 2 years?
He was mic'd for one line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, and then Jax is like, and then it was over.
I know. Yeah. I want Carter to go. I mean, I love that Kristen found a man like Carter, but I also want him to go away. And I want Kristen to get off the meds or Carter or whatever it is that's keeping her subdued. And I miss her.
I know. Everyone feels your pain on this. Yeah. She's, there's a whole community of Doty heads that are like,
I'm one of them.
It's justice for Doty. It's what we need.
I requested her on my podcast and I got a very a fun reply back. Just like, Kristen, you know, declines to come on.
Like, it was like from a third party.
Yeah, it wasn't her. I mean, it was like her PR people.
It was Kristen writing from like her PR Gmail. Like
Kristen Doty PR at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kristen shan't be making an appearance on your podcast. She's very, very busy.
She's too busy. But so I'm starting a grass movement. What is it?
Grassroots.
I need everyone to tweet at Kristen Doty. Is that
yes.
And say, do it, Kristen.
Yeah. Go on.
I love her.
Yeah.
Everything iconic with Danny Pellegrino.
Everything iconic with Danny Pellegrino is like with Andy Pellegrino.
Andy.
Yes, Kristen needs to do your podcast. It's the only, and she needs the justice of making her spirit known.
I know, I miss her, you guys.
And the great thing about this podcast is that the listeners love to get lit on social media, and they love a cause. So
good.
So now we have a cause. Yeah, this is the cause.
Yes, let's rally.
What's the hashtag? Kristen is iconic.
Kristen is iconic. Yes. Okay. That's perfect. Kristen,
yes.
And hashtag, she is. And I truly believe
she
that,
is.
Guys, this isn't just a plea for no reason. This is because I love Kristen so much. I love Doty. And I want her on my show so I could celebrate her.
Yeah. I want to celebrate her vicariously.
Yeah. I want to do a full hour just of me and Kristen just chatting away.
Oh my God. Okay. So you heard it here. If you're listening and you need this to happen, Kristen is iconic.
Yes. Hashtag Kristen is iconic.
I think we can do this. I really believe in this cause. I mean, I don't think
it's hard. Like, I don't know what they're doing that they're so busy.
No. She lives in West Hollywood and you live in West Hollywood.
We could do it over the phone. I'm happy to do it over the phone.
You're making it really easy.
She could send an email statement.
If she sends you,
tweet me.
Okay, if Kristen sends you an email statement, can I come on your podcast and read it as Kristen?
Yes. Oh my God, that's even, I would prefer that, I think.
Okay, so let's make Chris, I love to make deals to the cast on this podcast. Okay. They never take them, but the deals last forever and they can take them at any time.
Okay, so this is the deal. If Kristen, if she can't make it herself on my podcast, mm-hmm. then she could send an email statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will come on and read it.
Yeah.
As Kristen, will you do a voice?
I'll do my best embodiment of Dodie. But then I would also like to add to the deal, maybe you could do like a Q&A, like just send her questions that she could answer via email.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either way, whatever she feels comfortable with.
I mean, whatever. I'm willing to take a statement, a tweet. One tweet, like a 70, what is it? 72 characters. I think they raised it.
It's like 180 or 140 or something.
I'm willing to take anything. So if she wants to just do 72 characters, so be it.
Yeah. I want Kristen to do a Reddit AMA.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
We need that.
Please.
More Dodie.
Yeah. I just need to know what's going on. I need to know what she's watching. I'm curious what she thought of the Golden Globes. Anything.
We're not getting enough. Like, no. She doesn't understand that the people want Dodie.
Everyone
give them Dodie.
Everyone wants her. And it's like, also, this is a call to Lisa Vanderpump, if she's listening, that we need to see more of Kristen because fans are upset. Everyone's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The people have spoken.
And you know, the Olympics are coming up. I'd love to know her thoughts on the Olympics.
Oh my God. I'm sure she has like a lot of like favorite sports.
I'm sure. Yeah. She ice luging or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a thing for drinkers, right? Like ice, they like.
Oh
ice.
Yeah. Cause you can do shot luges. Yeah. I don't know. But I want her commentary on anything she's willing to
anything
give.
Anything and everything.
Hashtag Kristen is iconic. Ariana and Lala play Britney. The audio, we get to like see them go through that moment again. And for Britney to be like, please play me the
please,
please. And so they play it.
You're
and
a
her
piece of shit. Like, I'm not even doing it right. You're a piece
rotten
of shit.
Hail.
Rotten hail.
Rotten hail.
Rotten hail.
Her face listening to that recording.
Wait, whose face?
Britney's. Yeah. It looked like she was taking a shit.
Oh, yeah. Also, I can't help but think about, like, that old lady that was in the room during the recording. You know, like, we're still not getting enough information.
Everyone has just chosen to glaze over maybe the most important thing about this entire season thus far.
For sure. So it's like, not only did Jax and Faith have sex with this old lady next to them, a threesome, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a threesome.
Yeah.
And they also recorded a very incriminating a voice memo with this old lady in the room. I mean, I'm sure they didn't leave the room to record it. So that woman was still there.
They laid around. Like, can you imagine fucking, like, I get it. If you're like so horny and you're like, I just need to fuck now. It doesn't even matter. But then laying there afterwards and being like, so let's have a convo. Like, what have you been up to? What do you think of Britney? And like, meanwhile, there's like some hospice lady that's like literally on her deathbed.
And I'm sorry, those people that old on their deathbed are not quiet. Like, she was making some sort of noises in her sleep. She had to have been snoring.
She
or
has
something.
To be like hooked up to a heart catheter. Monitor that's at least like beating everyone, like beeping, like
do you think
letting
that's
you
why
know
they
she's
didn't play the audio is because her heart monitor is just beeping in the background.
I had
and
theories.
It flatlines.
Yes, I had theories that like they weren't ever following up with Faith or playing the audio because Faith could maybe get sued over this. Like,
she couldn't get permission from that old lady's estate.
Yeah, it seems legally dicey what she chose to do in this, like, while this lady was in her care. But then I guess it's illegal to record someone without their knowledge, so that's probably why. And then if you played it for both of them, like, I don't think Jax is going to be like, sure,
yeah,
air the recording.
See, I was thinking that maybe they're saving it for the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Your theory makes way more sense. But I was like, maybe they're saving this so they have something like in the pocket.
Oh, that would be amazing.
For the reunion, right?
I want the reunion to literally be just Faith walking out and she's had the baby.
Yes.
Because we have not followed up on, like, yes. Is Faith is pregnant or not? Yeah.
And I want a PA to be wheeling out that old lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if she can speak, but I want a statement from her.
Yeah.
She can also email me.
Yeah. She can have her new assistant email you and, like, just, or the family. Yeah. Like, I need to know.
Oh, my God. We need more from her.
I know. We're being, like, kind of gaslit in a way as an audience because it's, like, you can't just drop this bomb on us and then never address it again.
Yeah.
It makes us crazy.
We were talking about during the episode that whole thing about James and his, like, the guy that they sort of alluded
Logan.
To him dating, right?
Yeah.
Or alluded to him hooking up with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were saying we're not sure if they just dropped that or if that's going to be something to come.
Like, yeah.
We don't know what's going on with that.
I know. And I was really excited because I had, like, heard intel, like, while the season was filming that there is, like, this whole storyline with James, and I was just like, yes, DJ James Kennedy living his bisexual truth, like,
sounded
I'm in.
So good.
And then we got the tease in the first episode, but then nothing after that. So I hope that they don't abandon it, but
yeah,
I could see them getting sidelined with all this, like, Brittany and Jack stuff that it's like,
it's so much. I mean, they have so much material. It's probably, like, Sophie's choice of what they show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
But I need to know way more about James and Logan's relationship.
I think they do have, like, 20-some episodes this season. Like, there's a lot.
There's 24.
Even more
than yeah, because
right?
Jack's so sweet. He was like, this is the most episodes we've ever had. Yeah. So I'm like, keep it going.
Yeah, forever.
I'm like, move into a Big Brother house and just, like, live stream. Brittany does her power move, playing the voicemail over the speaker, and then Tom Sandoval tries to, like, argue, and then Ariana's like, Tom, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Which is amazing.
She's so emasculating to Tom, and I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I love a Tom Sandoval takedown by the hands of Ariana.
Oh.
It's really good.
Yeah, she totally shut him down. Shut up.
Yeah.
What did she say? Shut up. Just shut up, Tom.
Yeah, she goes, Tom, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth,
and then
Tom.
Lala is, like, literally a feminist icon at this point. She goes, God forbid that women stand together. Like, and she goes off on a rant. And I'm like, finally, the feminist we all needed
that
step forward.
Moment, I mean, that moment was more powerful than Norma Rae,
mm-hmm.
like, than First Wives Club. Like, I swear that moment, I was just on my feet. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Lala, and she had a moment like that last week when she was talking to Ariana when they were trying on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that moment where, you know, Lala was giving more words of encouragement. And it's like, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, pretty soon we're going to have those, people are going to be posting on Instagram, you know, those photos of, like, a sunset with quotes from Lala.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Right? We need to start that.
Yeah,
I'm ready to start that.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
inspirational.
Sunset.
Lala's like Oprah this season. Like, she fully is like a life coach.
She is the, what do they call it? What's her job at Sir? What?
Hostess. Yeah,
she's the hostess Oprah. The hostess she's version of Oprah.
Hostess. Hostess?
The hostess. Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, hostess. I was like, hostess, but it's, like, that's already the word.
That's her, right?
Yeah.
And she's not the only hostess there. Now she has...
Now Billie Lee.
Billie Lee.
We finally got to see. Yeah, Billie Lee. Which, okay, so people in the Sex Unique Facebook group that I have that's, like, for this podcast have been going off about Billie Lee for a long time.
What? Tell me.
But it's just been, like, who is this Billie Lee character? Like, what is her deal? What's her story? What's her journey? And then today we really got to find out, like, her journey.
Yeah, there was, I mean, a full scene just dedicated to her journey.
Yeah, a full scene of Billie Lee, like, talking about her life. And I didn't know that she was trans, and I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, no, I really hope that Billie Lee is integrated into the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she sleeps with Jax at some point.
Oh my God, you know that Jax.
They will, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And I want to see more Billie Lee, more. I'm happy for it.
It was
as,
like,
long as it's not in
where she's, like, the butt of the joke
or,
at the end of it.
Well, I was gonna say as long as they don't push out Kristen in favor of Billie Lee, but
no,
also that.
Don't sacrifice Queen Doty for the sake of Billie Lee. We're like, I love how progressive you are, but also, like, get out of here if it means we lose Kristen.
I'm not here for the trans woman if it means I'm losing Doty.
No. Mm. Some people need to be sacrificed for the greater good.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You're like, this isn't transparent, okay? Yeah. Like, let's get Dodie back up and running.
Exactly.
Someone steal her Prozac. I'm
happy for Billy May to have some appearances.
Billy
May. I have to lose.
You're like, anyways, I forgot Dodie. Her name. Get yeah. Dodie back in here. Jax throws, a really good moment that traumatized me this episode was like, I love that they had every woman recap what the voicemail was.
Yeah.
So like it just went from like Kristen to Katie to Stassi being like, he doesn't want her. Like they don't even fuck that much. Like he's not really that attracted to her. Like these editors are trolling.
It reminded me of that. Do you remember like 15 years ago, they did a remake of that Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On? It was like a bunch of artists,
mm-hmm.
like Christina Aguilera, P. Diddy, Justin Timberlake. It was like NSYNC at the time. And they did a remake of What's Going On, and they each got like a line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so they would each sing a line of it. And that's what that scene reminded me of, where it was like every woman in the cast was like saying a line of this Faith voice recording.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about.
Like that was a medley.
Yeah, it was a medley. Like they all had their part, and I love the way it was edited. And you know, I'd also call for them to remake What's Going On again.
Yeah, it's also kind of like Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. Which, let's just talk about this for a second. If you were casting Lady Marmalade, I just watched Paddington 2. That's why I said Marmalade.
You're the only person I know. Are you just like into Paddington? You're just
I'm so embarrassed.
Were you like, this is cute, I need to see this? Did you love Paddington 1 like, and you felt called to see 2?
I did really like Paddington 1. I did. I did. You guys.
Did.
I did. I'm okay. Coming clean. For those of you that are meeting me for the first time, I apologize. But I did just see Paddington 2. I did watch it, you guys.
Where did you go see it?
I watched it. Full disclosure, I watched it at home via a torrent.
Oh, okay.
Can we edit that out?
Yeah. I won't tell anyone.
No one tell anyone. You
wait,
guys.
I love, though, that it was not like a theater
I didn't
moment.
Pay. Although I would be happy to give my money to it because it didn't do that well. And
it
I
was
will
a Weinstein Company movie. Did you know that?
Was it really?
Low key. So there you stuck it to the man. It. Yeah.
But I will say that I didn't download it. Let me make that clear. I don't illegally download movies.
No.
I do not. But I did see Paddington 2 illegally. And
you're digging the grave.
Cut me off. I told you I was having wine while we were watching, and I mm-hmm. said, you stop me.
No, you've gone off the ledge. So you watch Paddington 2. You're like, let me just say, I watched Paddington 2, and I love
you.
You're like, this is brought to you by.
Okay, wait, you guys, I'm full circle. I'm going back. I promise this makes sense. So if you were casting Lady Marmalade. Oh, fuck. Okay, so, and you were doing it with the Vanderpump Rules cast. Who would you cast? Like, who would you be Christina? Who would you have as Maya?
I think I'd have to do Stassi as Christina just because of the blonde element.
Yeah.
I
think Katie would be Maya.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can move on. We just did this with friends.
Yeah. Who's the other one in Marvel?
It is Pink.
Pink.
Maybe I think Sheena would be.
Yeah, Pink. I could see Sheena as that.
Yeah, and then Peter would be Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Coming in and just introducing him and then leaving.
With like a tray of cocktails.
But also go see Paddington 2.
This podcast is brought to you by Paddington 2. Out now.
It was really cute.
Would you rate it 5 out of 5 stars?
Yeah, I mean, I half watched it. I was half watching it, but it was like 4.
Were you watching it in like a romantic situation?
No, I was watching it with my boyfriend, but like we had it on. We had it on, like, as we were doing other things. We weren't, like, sleeping together.
You're having, like, a full-blown Kristen and Jax drive hookup.
I promise.
Paddington style. No,
we were not having any sexual intercourse.
You were marmalading.
It was, like, morning breakfast. I think I was cooking eggs or something. It was just on.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard of, like, you guys wake up and you're like, babe, do you just want to, like, can I make some eggs and let's just put on Paddington and watch it?
It sounds, the way you say it, sounds way more romanticized than it really was.
I'm seeing, like, the sun lightly coming in through, like, the blinds and, like, everyone's having, like, a beautiful moment with a French press and Paddington's on the background.
I wish it was that beautiful. I wish it was.
Jax throws his phone.
Which we thought was maybe Tom's.
Yeah. But then it wasn't. And I guess the phone was fine. We never got follow up on that.
To be be continued.
The party descends into utter chaos once Britney like comes out of the woodwork and plays the thing on speakerphone. And we got this amazing shot of Kristen and Carter, like amongst all the chaos. There's just like a moment of like pure peace between them where they're like cuddling and finding solace in each other's arms.
It was pretty. It was beautiful. It gave beautiful. Us a look inside their life. And their
it was good.
But I also hated it because it meant...
She seeks comfort.
She's stabilized.
Yeah. That yeah. It's like she's not like jumping in and accusing people and being insane. Like she literally is just making like a sad face and like burying her face in Carter's chest.
She was quiet for... And any other season, like last season, if this were to happen, Kristen would have been in the mix. She would have been over at the guy's apartment yelling at Jax.
Yeah.
And she was just quietly nuzzled into Carter.
Yeah, she was nuzzling. James has kind of taken the torch of like being the pot stirrer because he like just marched. He played both sides of this whole situation really masterfully, I think. Like, sat in Brittany and Jax's apartment, like, stirring up drama there. And then, like, once he'd pissed everyone off, like, marched over to Tom and Katie's apartment. And he was like, by the way, Lala and Ariana were the ones that told her, bye! And, like, left. James is iconic like in this episode. In
Paddington, too. He sounds like one of
them. Via Paddington.
I think that James is doing a great job producing this season. Mm-hmm. He got that recording, and he was so proud of himself for getting that recording. And he stirred up all that stuff, and then he just left, and no one was mad at James. It was like Tom and Ariana were mad at each other, mm-hmm. you know, throughout all that. But it was like James didn't get any of the blame for any of this stuff that was going on.
No.
He just stirred it all up and left.
Because no one, I think, is really on that show has the wherewithal to, like, understand, to be able to identify, like, the source of any problem. And that's kind of the magic of watching it. Yeah. So it's like you watch, like... Tom and Ariana have this fight and Ariana's like, it's not on my phone, but it's like, it's not about the fact that it's not on your phone. Like, that's not what the fight's about, but you guys can't really grasp that. And then like Jax and Brittany fight about like whose fault it is, but neither of them can like really grasp it. So it's good. James is like, he's earning the paycheck.
Oh yeah. He's doing great. And he's coming across as so likable this season too. Even though he's doing all this shit stirring, I feel like he's still very likable. Like, he's fun, and I think he's better. I don't know that he's not on anything. Like, he's not drinking this mm-hmm. season, but I feel like something's going on.
Something's
right?
happening. Yeah,
something's happening, and I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it's likable.
Maybe he's high on life. Like, he's just excited. Like, he's probably getting good feedback from like the producers and like just feeling good about himself.
And he got that recording, and I bet you he got that recording early in the filming and was like, okay, now I'm fine for the rest of the season. I don't have to worry about being edited out.
This is his like bread and butter.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Brittany, that wait, there's a moment where someone's like, how did this happen? And Tom Sandoval's like, I'll ask.
Like, I'll figure it out.
I'll ask. And then Brittany's like sweeping, clutching a handle of Tito's is literally life in a nutshell.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. After the party's over, Peter and Lisa talk. It's like the only time we see Peter where he's like just fully a manager at Sir. Like he's given up on even trying to be like on the show, yeah. Really.
Was he even at the party? He was like in the background.
There was one shot where like he stayed over at Jackson Brittany's house and he's sitting on the very edge of the couch and he's like at the very corner of the frame. There's Peter just kind of like staring awkwardly, like he like doesn't know what to do.
I feel so bad for Peter and I'm so attracted to him, but I just want him to, I don't know what. Wasn't he a filmmaker or something?
He was a filmmaker.
He is a filmmaker. I just want him to get out of there. I really want good things for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. He seems like such a nice man. And I maybe don't want him to film anymore.
Yeah. Maybe he should distance himself.
Yeah.
It might be helpful for his brand.
For his brand. Like Laura Lee. Remember Laura Lee?
Yeah. Laura Lee had to get in, get out.
Get in, get out. Peter, get out while you're ahead. People like you.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's weird Sir office.
That cubicle, right?
Yeah, it's just weird. Like a little cubicle. But she then has a business meeting with James, and I just wrote in my notes, like, I'm proud of James. Like, I think he's rebranding. He's working really hard.
Yeah.
He's seeing the work pay off. He's, like, created his own night. See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
He's got to see you next Tuesday nights.
Yeah. He seems like he's in a good place.
I think they rebranded it, though, because from what I understand now, it's, like, Thursdays.
Oh, Thursdays.
Is it also, is it Tuesdays and Thursdays, or did they get rid of Tuesdays in favor of Thursdays?
I don't know. I'm confused by the whole thing. Like, for a while, wasn't it like once, it was like every other Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't know.
But now, we need to like research and then maybe go check it out. Because it looked fun.
It did look fun.
Yeah. James is everything to me. He's like explaining to Lisa what happened. He's like, I did nothing wrong. And then it cuts to him and he's like, I actually stole the recording of Faith's phone.
And he was so pleased with himself. He just looked like a little kid in a candy store and I loved it.
We need to talk about Sheena's apartment.
Yes.
Because her decorating scheme, like she has these things on her walls that are like iron, they're like wrought iron sculptures. Did you see those?
Yeah. I mean,
they're like cages, but only like one facet of a cage.
None of it makes sense. And there's just pictures of her everywhere.
Yeah. There's pictures of her everywhere. It's like, and also that couch, like there's so many elements of design.
That couch is rough to me. Like that, looking at it just is painful to my eyes. And also, like, the cat gym or whatever the fuck is behind the couch. Like, what is that?
Like a cat tree or something?
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know what they call it.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You're a cat owner. You, like, have to have these things. But it's also, like, if the apartment was chicer, it wouldn't be such a ordeal. But, like, a couch with a cup holder is, like, the last straw.
The couch really hurts my ears. And that cat gym just makes me uncomfortable when I see it in the background. I just want, I don't know. I don't know that she shouldn't film there, but I just think with all of these people, I said this to you, like, why, what are they doing with their money? Are they just not getting a lot of money from this? I mean, it's six seasons in, so shouldn't their
paychecks
be?
They should be getting like, yeah, I would think that they're getting six figures a year.
They have to be, because I know the first maybe two seasons.
And like, Sheena lives in Park La Brea. And that's not cheap.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it. And they make money for club appearances too, which I know aren't like as lucrative as they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, but still.
But they still have to be making decent money.
Yeah. They're making enough money to like not, they could live in like a nice apartment, or not even like nice, just like a fine, decent apartment, yeah, if that's what they wanted to do. And like decorate it with like,
you know,
West Elm furniture.
I tested for a show at Stassi, you know.
What show? Like a reality show?
No, it was like a pop culture show where it was like you talk about stuff that's going on in pop culture.
Okay.
Like a panel show. It was sort of like The View, but for pop culture.
Okay.
And so I was doing a chemistry test with her, and so we spent like a few hours together throughout the day because they were bringing us in different times, you know. And so I, of course, was freaking out because I love her in the show. And one of the things she told me was that they sort of shoot around their apartments to make it look worse than it is.
That seems like a lie.
Yeah.
Like, totally. But also, like, I don't know. There's no... Well, I'm sorry, but there's not a way to make those apartments look worse.
Well, and they're so small. So it's like, there's just nowhere for them to go, the camera crew.
Yeah. Like, but how are they going
to... I think what she was trying to say was
like
that
the angles are bad.
Well,
she's like, if they just shot it from this other angle, you'd see that it's a mansion.
I think she was trying to say like they want them to look more poor than they are. Does that make sense? So like, because we still think of them as poor, so we need them to be poor.
Yeah. But Stassi's,
they are, I don't know.
But Stassi's apartment doesn't look, I mean, Stassi's is like a step up from everyone else's.
She still doesn't have central air, but it is a
She step doesn't
up.
Have central air, but it still is like, it's a step up, and she obviously like has a room just for a closet that she made. So it's like, I know that I can't like say that she's maybe spending her money responsibly, but she's spending money.
Yeah. Yeah. Her place is okay. Her place is nice.
Yeah.
And I do really like Stassi a lot too. And I miss her even.
You not like Stassi?
I do like Stassi.
Oh,
I
my
do.
God. You're like one in a million right now.
I know. No one likes her. I feel like everyone's turned on Stassi. But let's be honest. Everyone loved her back in the day, right?
Yeah. She was everything. Yeah. She was so good. Like, I had my 30th birthday in Mexico because she had her 25th in Mexico.
She was the rise and fall. She had a rise and fall like Brandy Glanville, where it was like
she did
really peaked. And then everyone hates her. But I really like her.
But even with the stuff that she's pulled with like her podcast and like her like Nazi outfits and stuff.
It's very problematic.
That's insane. Yeah.
That Nazi thing, I will say, was, I mean, all of it is a mess. All of it is a mess.
It's and like,
I,
just and I stop.
Have no, yeah, she...
It's not that it's hard to like not be offensive.
Not be
idiot.
Offensive. Yeah. And the whole, the Me Too podcast. Well, it wasn't Me Too, but it was
the
like,
witch hunt. Are we on a male witch hunt?
Where that she, was like, so, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but it was very problematic.
Yeah. I'm just like, she kind of, I just feel like she really lost me along the way.
Yeah.
But to each their own. I like having representation from all corners of Vanderpump fandom. Yeah. And so I appreciate, as a journalist, first and foremost, I need people like you.
And you guys just heard me talk about Paddington too. Like, my taste is terrible. Like, I admittedly have terrible taste. So basically whatever I like the opposite.
Yeah. Never forget Paddington 2 told you everything you need to know. Ariana and the girls and Sandoval are all at Sheena's apartment. And then Ariana says like, maybe we should break up.
Bombshell.
Yeah. Which also, I love that this whole crew loves to like have their fights and like relationship drama play out with an audience of their friends. Yeah. Which would really I would be mortified if I was in a relationship and then we were having this, like, I would never want to do that.
Totally.
I'd want to keep it behind closed doors and be like an intimate thing that we just like talk about and work out on our own. But this crew feels differently.
Totally. I mean, my boyfriend and I, like, I don't want to have any conversation with him in front of other people, good or bad.
No.
It's like, we are leaving the party. And like, if we're going to talk about what we like, what we don't like, fights, anything, it's like, we need to leave first and then we could talk about it.
Yeah. You're that's like, my we'll Catholic talk about upbringing. This later. Yeah. Tom and Katie go out with Patrick and Stassi at that like hookah lounge, unclear place.
Yeah. That was a weird scene. It was like, Tom has a crush on Patrick. And then it ended.
They're always doing these scenes, though. Like, and I think they're trying to make like people like Sandoval and Schwartz look like very immature because they parade out someone like Patrick mm-hmm. or Rob in front of them and then comment, everyone comments on like how much the Toms love these guys.
Yeah.
But I also do believe that they love these guys because yeah. they are like role models, essentially. Like they are truly the successful people that are in the same age range. And I don't think that they interact with many people that are like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're sort of stuck in this weird, I mean, being on the show, I feel like they're stuck in this weird life where they have to be surrounded by people that are not good. Like, do you ever hear that phrase where surround yourself with the people you want to be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all of us can go out and do that. We can, if someone's bad in my life, I know I can get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll drop, if a friend is not good for me, then I know that I have to get them out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But these people can't get them out of their life. Like, they know certain people are bad for them, but they have to go film for
yeah,
the show.
They're stuck. They're stuck in yeah. this, like, endless cycle mm-hmm. of insanity.
Like, in real life, I mean, I'm sorry, Jax, I wouldn't be able to keep being friends with him. I mean, he's just not a good human being.
No.
Or, I mean, really any of them.
None of them. And, like, I wonder if they're ever going to look back on this time, like, if they're going to grow out of this and, like, go their separate ways, say, in, like, 5 to 10 years, and then, like, you know, when they're, like, 50 or 60, look back and be like, wow, that was crazy that I spent, like, years of my life with these people. Or will they just be still friends and all hanging out?
I hope that we're still filming it. I hope that I'm still watching.
The show goes on for like 48 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like still doing this podcast at like 70 years old.
Yeah. I hope to be your guest.
That would be chill. Years. Yeah. We'll circle back and see how you feel about Stassi then.
Oh my God.
Tom Schwartz says he has a penchant for words.
Oh, a penchant. Yeah. Uh-huh. What was that? A penchant.
A penchant. Oh, he loves words. He's a real wordsmith.
He's hard to defend, Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, he's really like...
just a monster these days.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
He showed his dark side.
I want Katie to... I want all these girls to get away. I want Brittany to get away from Jax. I want Katie to get away from Schwartz. I even think I want Ariana now to get away from...
I would like Ariana to get away from Tom, too.
Yeah.
Like, I like... like, I'm definitely more... have taken more to, like, the females of the show this yeah. season than the men. Like, it's kind of finally turned, and I'm like, okay, you guys could band together and, like, actually be, like, fun and funny to watch. Like, I'm down to give them a chance.
And the men seem to be holding them back. I just feel like...
the men are literally idiots. Like, they're yeah. not, like, mature enough to handle anything. They're, like, adult children.
Totally.
Yeah.
And what happened with that cocktail book Ariana and Tom were doing? Do you remember?
Did that ever come out?
No, it never came out. And it's like, I feel like Tom held her back.
Well, he was definitely, like, trying to step on her toes yeah. in that whole process.
I just want it to come out. I want to see it.
I know.
I won't buy it.
Where
but
is
I want
that?
It.
Let's get an update.
Yeah.
I need to like tweet
figure
at her
it out.
And
yeah,
figure
tweet
it out.
Her. You're friends with her, right?
Yeah, we're friendly. James and Lala go to the studio with Tom to record a new track.
Scene.
Thank God.
That was good. I love any scene where Bravo celebrities are recording music.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know you're going to get gold.
Yeah, they're instantly amazing.
We saw Sandoval with that trumpet. Was it a trumpet or a
Sandoval's set? Trumpet. Yeah. They must have been trolling him with, like, having him record his, like, jazz trumpet interlude.
With his mood ring on. Like, he was wearing a mood ring. And
yeah.
And closing up on that.
And, like, and he's, like, just trying to get the trumpet, like, right. But it's, like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like, does he
God.
Take trumpet lessons, do you think?
I don't know. It's all very unclear. I'm unclear. I just was watching old episodes recently, and I totally had forgotten that Tom was a musician.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I just thought of him as an actor or a wannabe actor, but then... it was like in the early seasons, he was trying to be a musician.
Yeah. Pierce the Arrow
yeah.
was his band.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then he had that other one, Charles McMansion.
Was that the one where he did the music video? With
yeah.
Ariana and Lala.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I have like a Charles McMansion t-shirt, like merch that he made for that band, which is actually like some of the best merch that I own. Like the
really?
T-shirt itself is like a nice, like, feel and a great fit. It's like a good merch, but that band is no longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
For the best. Yeah, but now he's playing like jazz trumpet.
Yeah.
Which sometimes sounded good. Sometimes I was like, is he good?
Yeah.
But then I think it was just a fluke. Like, I feel like he was playing for like 45 minutes and then they just like.
We saw little clips.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed, James' reaction seemed to be like he was trolling him.
James was like in a state of disbelief that it was even.
James was definitely on mushrooms or something this whole scene.
This whole episode was James like having like on peyote, yeah, basically. Like, wearing his headphones filming, like in front of his eyes, just like vibing out to,
you're
his
right,
music.
He really was like on something.
He's
hard.
Like, he's like drank so much absinthe. Yeah. Like, he's on one.
He was on something.
He's
for
feeling
sure
himself.
Yeah, it's hallucinogenic for, yeah, sure. Like,
I love it.
Something.
Brittany and Jax are, we find out that they're still living together. I mean, it's like the next day, I guess.
It's so sad.
They're, I mean, still living together, Brittany, but Jax lives in his weird little lair.
Which I can't red even room imagine what it smells like.
That room is my nightmare. A red wall with a brown couch.
I mean, I can't make heads or tails of the layout of their apartment. It's obviously two stories because they go up to that room.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make any sense to me. Like, where was that red room?
I think the red room is when you walk in to the left, there's like a little, like, tiny room.
Like a half bedroom or something.
Yeah. And that's the red room. Right. And then you go upstairs and there's their bedroom and bathroom.
Okay.
And then.
But now they live in the same apartment as Tom and Katie, but Katie and Tom don't have a two story, right?
They do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Their two-story, though, is like you go, I think their master bedroom is downstairs, and then their two-story has like a little loft area upstairs that has, that's like Katie's like glam room or like makeup area or something.
Oh my God, she has a whole glam room?
She has a glam zone. I mean, that apart, the hallways of that apartment, truly, it's,
you,
like a horror movie. Yeah,
it,
and
yeah,
I stand by that diagnosis. Totally. It's like fully Girl Interrupted.
It's bleak when they showed those guys walking through the hallway. I mean, that was disturbing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, too, it's really bad.
What are you giggling
Katie
about?
And Stassi are like, when they're sitting on the floor with Brittany and they're like, this is no way to live. And they just keep repeating
no
that live over and
live
over.
None of them have a way to live. Also, it's totally like,
this is no way to live is truly what you could say
to
any,
to all
applies
them
to all,
every
across
last
the board,
one of them, except for maybe Carter. Well, no, Carter too. But also, it's, doesn't it feel like Grease to you? Like,
yeah,
it's like the girls and the guys, you know, in Grease when they're doing that summer loving, where it's, mm-hmm, always like the girls are on one apartment and the guys are in another, or it felt like a college dorm room or something.
Yeah, the way that they interact with each other, it, and even the party especially, felt like a middle school party.
Totally.
Where just like all, like the group, it descends into just utter madness,
like,
and all the girls,
girls
are like, at one point Katie was like, let's go over there and show them that we're happy or something like that. It's like, what, like, world are you living in? Like, this is not like,
they're like
the
MASH
real world. Yeah, they're like
cootie catchers.
It was craziness. And they're like, it's all screaming at each other. I'm like, I can't imagine having any sort of gathering where I invite all my friends over that then turns into that.
No.
And that's like a regular like Friday night for them.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, it was
Tuesday?
It was a see you next Tuesday.
That was the after party, maybe.
It was just like, that was like run of the mill.
Yeah. And like 2 a.m. And also, like, I think of the neighbors, those walls are thin. They don't live in a upscale place. Those are thin walls. So all the neighbors have to hear these people.
Actually, you know what? Weirdly, that apartment, those apartments are like cinder, made out of,
really,
cinder blocks. Yeah. They're like very, you cannot hear anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they can just like scream it up all they want.
So it works for them.
Yeah, it's a great, it's actually probably the best place
for
them to end up.
Do you think production made
production's
them there?
Probably excited because they don't have to do big like company moves between like filming at Jax's apartment, yes, and filming at Tom and Katie's. Like, they can just go down the hall.
Yes.
And it's totally chill.
I love that.
It cut the budget in half.
I love it. I want to move in there too. I'm asking you all these questions about the apartment because I want to move in there.
What if you moved in there?
I would love it.
Would you try and be on the show?
We're looking for a two-story.
Maybe you need to go march yourself over to Jackson Brittany's apartment building.
I'll be like their new neighbor.
Would you be on the show?
I think I would I would for sure, but I don't know that I'd do it. It would almost be a joke for me. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? Like, I'm not saying they wouldn't want me for that, but I would want to go in as like a social experiment. I think it'd be fun to see the ins and outs of it.
Like apply at Sir And then like, or would you, I think the best way to do it is like try and date someone.
Yeah. Try to sleep with one. I mean, they don't have gay people in the cast. So,
yeah,
you know,
they need that diversity element.
It's a weird thing with Bravo where they don't, it's such a gay audience, but they don't have gay people in any of their casts, like, mm-hmm. or very few. And for something like that, they're working in West Hollywood, but there's no, I mean, Billy May now.
Billy Lee.
Calling her Billy May?
You have a whole new identity for her.
Billy May. But why don't they have any other gay people in the cast?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's like, I don't get it. So I don't know who I'd sleep with. Although there were those rumors that Jax was gay back in the day.
Yeah, with like that John from Miami guy.
Yeah. And I would have slept with Jax back then.
Oh, yeah. I would have slept with Jax as of like 2 years ago.
What about this season, Jax? Because I argue that he looks better this season than the past, like, two.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah. But he's just so crazy.
And
like,
gross.
And gross. Like, he's really killed the last vestiges of my boner, like, gasping for air. Like, it's over.
Who would you sleep with out of the cast? Like, who would you most want to? Or if you were forced to?
Honestly, I feel weird saying this because I denied my attraction on an episode. But I really am having a thing for James Kennedy. Like, oh, I randomly am, like, seeing it. I like his floppy hair. He's kind of, like, giving me, like, an Elio and Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
He's still, like, floppy and youthful, and I'm, like, into it.
Yeah. You know, he has really big, beautiful hands. I'm, like, a hand
really?
Guy.
Really? Oh, my God. I'm a hand girl.
Yeah. He's got, like, big, beautiful hands. I'm like sicked out that I just said that.
I love that. Now I'm going to look. I've never looked.
I like his hands.
Jax's hands are gross. P.S. You've
totally.
Seen.
Totally.
Yeah. They're like paws.
Yeah. They're weird. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not into Jax's hand, but James has great hands.
Ugh, love. See You Next Tuesday is a raging success. I love too that like all the girls take just this text break in the kitchen, like that are supposed to be working there. Yeah. It's like Sheena, you come in and Sheena's just like clicking away on her phone and she's like, ugh, I hate this. Like, and then they just talk for like 10 minutes.
And then Sheena pivoted to herself. Like, she's like, why is everyone talking about my relationship? It's like, we haven't been talking about really your relationship, Sheena.
Sheena's so bad at like...
She's so thirsty.
She's so thirsty and just so bad at like manipulating the situation like to like be about her. Like, she can't even like smoothly segue into it. And you know that she thinks that she's being really slick.
Totally.
But like... The joke is always on her. Like, Sandoval trolls her to her face. He's like, yeah, it's all I talk about. And she's like, I know. Everyone is talking about it. And it's
right,
so
guys?
Inappropriate.
I need to go. Who was the girl that she needed to go, like, lay down the law with?
She's like, well, Jen works at Tokamadera, and I really need to talk to her and just, like, suss out what was going on. And then she walks up to Jen and she goes, hey, and like turns around, like does a full hair flip and like finds her light and then starts the scene. And Jen's like, anyways, yeah, like he guess he like picked her up and like twirled her around and kissed her. I don't know.
Well, I know him and he does not kiss.
But then Sheena went back on what she had originally said and was like, oh yeah, that's what he said, that he like picked her up. So then they're actually saying the same thing, and this was like a crazy game
of
telephone. Yeah. So who's lying now? And like everyone's like,
she walked away as if she won. Like, she walked away. She's like, so that settles it. So that's the score. We settled the score.
What did she say? She goes, case closed, case bitches.
It's like, case closed.
You literally opened the case and like
and made it worse.
Yeah. And the case is still open because you're just a psycho. Like, the case was closed and then you reopened it.
God bless Sheena.
God case bless closed, her. Bitches. Case closed, bitches.
And you talked to Jen about Tokamadera.
Everyone is still talking about what happened with Rob at Tokamadera, and I'm done.
I do not want to hear one more thing about Tokamadera. Tokamadera, Tokamadera, Tokamadera.
If people don't stop talking about Tokamadera, I'm going to lose it. I need to talk to Jen about Tokamadera before everyone starts talking about Tokamadera.
If I hear Tokamadera one more time, I swear I'm going to lose it.
Hey. That move was everything.
Hey, Jen.
Hey.
I know you work at Tokamadera.
I know you were working at Tokamadera that night that Rob was there, and like
also poor Jen like has to work at with these fuckers at like, Sir, and then go to head over to Tokamadera.
Yeah, Jen can't even take like a text break either. Like, she's actually trying to like put in an order and do her job, and Sheena's like, hey, Is the mic on? Hey. So that Toca Madera, like, what was that? So she was interrupting me while I was trying to work like a complicated restaurant machine. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, Sheena.
Jen was taking orders from a table. Like, she was literally in the moment.
She's like, I have to put in this salmon order.
These goat cheese balls aren't going to enter themselves in our
She's like, I work off of tips, like, at this restaurant. And I also work at Toca Madera as a waitress.
By the way, this is not a joke to me. I wasn't paying attention to your boyfriend. I was just saw him fucking some girl in the corner.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd bring it to someone's attention, but I was working.
She's like, much like this moment, I was on the clock. So I didn't
barely registered to me that he was fucking someone in the corner.
And no one, I guess it turned out that she didn't even see anything, but like that girl came up to her later and was like, so at Toca Madera the other night, it was crazy because Rob just picked me up and twirled me and kissed me.
Yeah. Do you think they're angling for a Toca Madera spinoff?
I don't know. I would watch that, though. I would too. That restaurant is trash.
It's insane, and I would love to see it.
I would love to see it. I'm obsessed with now this whole, because like seeing the people who came out for See You Next Tuesday and were like loving life, I was like, I don't ever see those people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never out at the same places that a lot of those people are. Yeah. So to see them and know that I, like, basically live in the same neighborhood, yet we don't mingle, is fascinating.
Yeah. Well, we should go. We're both in this neighborhood.
We should go.
To See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah, we got to go to Thursdays. And, like...
And Toca Madera.
I can, like, walk into Toca Madera and do a lap, but I can't, like, commit to, like, purchasing anything off Toca Madera. But maybe we could get someone to, like, get us drinks at Toca Madera.
I feel like Toca Madera is one of those places where, like, your shoes stick to the floor, like, as you walk.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, sticky.
It's a place where it's, like, the restaurant's so dark, you know that it's never truly clean. Because, like, even if in the daylight, it's so dark that you wouldn't even be able to tell, like, if you've properly cleaned, like, a corner.
In the, you bring a black light, you know, one of those black light there, and you just see Sheena's, like, long eyelashes from her Pride appearance. Mm-hmm. Remember she was wearing
the, like, pink ones?
That's what you see in the black light at Toca Madera.
I feel like I need to have, like, another sexy, unique meetup, and that needs to take place at Toca Madera.
Yeah, please invite me.
I'm there. Okay, yes, that's happening. It's all happening.
That's my favorite. Sheena's tattoo, It's All Happening.
Oh, it's a good one. Do you know that she also has a Live, Laugh, Love tattoo?
Of course she does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not at all surprised, but I did not know that.
I was surprised that I didn't know that. And then it was like a reassuring pat on the back from the universe when someone pointed it out.
I love that. It really makes it, that just warmed my heart.
Yeah.
It really made me feel good.
Sheena kind of is a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Like, she'll never stop.
Out of all the girls, Sheena's the one that I know the most girls like. Does that make sense?
Like you know,
in real life,
and
girls and gays. Like, I know people just like Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I like her so much.
I find her too. Yeah. Like, I don't, at the end of last season, I was like, wow, she's remarkably awful. Like, I hate her. But now, I find her to be really endearing.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
She's trying really hard. Tom and Ariana have a romantic conversation where they make up in the alley.
Yeah.
Which the alley is extra chaotic, like stacked with all sorts of like chairs and tables.
It looked like they were having a garage sale. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on, but I loved seeing that alleyway because we haven't seen much of it lately.
No.
It's been, you know, hidden for a while, so it was very refreshing, and it also felt like a Hills scene.
It did,
like MTV The Hills. That's what it reminded me of, because The Hills was sort of like Vanderpump Rules, but it was more romanticized.
Mm-hmm.
And so that scene was so like romantic, and it felt very scripted and everything.
Yeah,
but
it took place in an alley.
Yeah,
which is how that's the best thing about Vanderpump Rules is like even as they try and glow up, like they're still like in an alley somewhere.
Like, Peter's still smoking a Marlboro in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I like that the alley has now become a place, like, a couple zone to, like, confront and, like, work out relationship issues.
Yeah.
Like, Tom and Katie had their, like, alley words, and then now Tom and Ariana. So, I can't wait to see who's next.
It's the best. I want to see them work out all their differences in front of a dumpster.
I want, like, they need to do, like, a side web series, like, that's just, like, in the alley.
Yes. I would watch the shit out of that.
I would love like, alley
exclusive
time.
To Verizon or something.
Mm-hmm. Go 90.
Yeah. A Go 90 series, just about that.
Brittany calls her mom Sherry, which I was so glad to hear from Sherry.
Yeah.
And the way, like, you know that Sherry knows she's on camera because she answers the phone. She goes, oh, hey, how are you?
How are you? Also, it was revealed that Sherry's been married 4 times, which mm-hmm. was surprising to me and not surprising to me.
Did you watch Jackson Brittany take Kentucky?
Like, a little.
Okay.
A little. I can't say that I know everything that happened, but I watched, like, the premiere, and then I, like, caught episodes in the middle, and then the end.
Sherry was, like, the breakout star was of she? That. Yeah, yeah. Just, like, she's iconic. Like, serving always, like, a really good look. Like, she kind of does this, like, 60s Austin Power, like, frosted lip vibe. She Is looks it?
I
like,
do remember the lip.
Yeah, she does a frosted lip with, like, statement earrings and, like, poofy hair, and sometimes she'll do, like, a total, like, 80s Tawny Catane, like... Sherry's serving 24/7.
Is it worth going back to watch?
No.
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 Yeah. I mean, everything I did see about it was just sort of in the middle. It was like nothing was exciting enough.
The middle sucked. And then like the final episode was like things happened.
Yeah.
But it was just like more of kind of what you see now where like Jax and Brittany are fighting and he's being awful. And like, you're just like, wow, this is such a dysfunctional, sad relationship.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're like... I can't believe this sets me up for a whole season of seeing this.
And it came out at the time where it was just too much after the election where I was like, I can't see these people.
Yeah.
Does that mean that's...
No, I mean, I was actually surprised. Like, yeah. I went in with even lower expectations where yeah. I was basically like, these people are all like racist,
but they weren't.
Homophobes, but they weren't.
Yeah.
And so that was like at least like a silver lining.
I think I had that impression because Sherry on Vanderpump Rules last season had that homophobic moment. Didn't she have a moment?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
more
think
than a moment, but it was like,
I don't think they love gay people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Sherry is like...
Sherry is definitely...
She lures the gays in and then murders them one by yeah. one. She tells Brittany about the Jack situation. Her advice is pray about it
pray
and
about
follow
it.
Your heart.
Oh my God.
Which was terrible
it's
advice.
Like, that's not going to solve anything, Sherry.
No.
You need to tell your daughter get the fuck away from this guy.
Yeah. Like, be a mother and be like, no.
And she should know she's been married 4 times. She's gotten away 3 different times.
I know. Did Brittany say, because she had a thing, she was like, my mom's been married 4 times. And like, did she say like that, I don't think she's the best at giving advice or like that she should be really good at giving advice?
I just remember she said something along the lines of like, well, my mom's been married 4 times and I want to be married once. Like, it was inspiration for Brittany to be married 1 time.
Okay. Well, she's going to be married more than once if she stays with Jax.
I know. It's like, it almost feels like it's going to come down to Jax. It's going to come down to Jax leaving her. Like, she's not going to leave him, right?
But I feel like guys in Jax's position never leave the yeah. woman. Like, they'll stick around for however long a woman is going to put up with that behavior.
Yeah,
and so, because
right.
it's ultimately the best situation for him. He can do whatever he wants. He has to deal with literally like 48 hours of her being pissed. And then like 2 days later, she came back and she's like, I believe in forgiveness, and I think that we should just give this a shot.
And I prayed on it, and we're
like,
okay.
I'm going to follow my heart and give you a chance. And then he's like, who's your fucking problem? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't even do anything. And it's like, oh, my God. And she's like, Jax?
And he turned it around so flawlessly on her.
Yeah. Ugh. And I'm just like, Brittany's going to have to get to a point where he literally, like, does something so horrible that she just, like, reaches the
I don't
end
even
of the
know
line.
What could be worse. Like, in terms of, aside from killing someone or something, like, what could be worse than him cheating on you and then talking so much shit about you, like,
yeah.
on recording, on a
like, doing it
message.
On camera or, like, like her yeah. finding him cheating. But I don't even know about that. It's like, it would have, I think it just gets to a point where someone is so awful to you repeatedly and you just have a moment where you're like, oh, I actually don't have to be in this relationship anymore.
I hope so. I hope she prays on it. I hope Jesus tells her to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, same.
I mean, at this point, we need to rely on Jesus to...
Follow your heart out the door, yeah. through the mental institution hallway, down the stairs,
like,
out
stay
into
with
the
Stassi.
Street.
They all love her. They would all support her and let
yeah.
her stay with them. So stay with Stassi. Stay with Katie. Stay with...
And stay with Kristen and let Kristen show you how to get your groove
yeah,
back
Kristen
and then
got
film
it together.
That and like, let's see the next phase.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Kristen and Brittany take LA. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd
watch it too.
Get away there, Brittany. Get away.
Yeah. She's got to go.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they're just going to now be together forever.
I know. I don't want, I don't want, I don't.
I hate that for both of them. because it's like robbing them. It's like robbing Britney of a life.
I know.
But she's just doing this to herself. Like, she's it's choosing her own fault, this.
But it's like, I also sort of get it from her. I mean, I've been in relationships where it's like, you know that you should get out, but you don't. Yeah. And so I get it. But then at some point, you just have to be strong enough to get out of it.
Yeah. You know? You have to be like, suck it up. Be like, this is going to hurt shitty for really a couple badly. Months or yeah.
A year or whatever.
And then I'm going to like move on and get over it and like find someone else.
Yeah. I mean, put on Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah. And live your life.
And get over it. Put on an off-white pantsuit and play First Wives Club and then
dance around
with your girlfriends.
Yeah. And with Sheena and Katie.
Yeah. Get Sheena and Kristen. And Lala
yeah.
To be your background and
I love
recreate
that.
You Don't Own Me like the rest of us do and get out.
I can't wait for more Lala this season.
Yeah.
She's really like turning it out.
She is doing some good work. And I would buy like a Lala quote book because she keeps giving us great feminist. Powerful quotes.
She does amazing feminist quotes. And like,
Do you think someone's writing her stuff?
I don't know. I don't think so because she was doing this kind of from the beginning. Like, I always had a feeling about her, even in the first season that she was on. Like, remember they went to Hawaii and everyone was being like so bitchy to her because she like swam around topless. And there's just like this one moment where you just see how like oppressed by the patriarchy Lala truly is. And I was like, she's an icon. And then lo and behold, here we are. Like she fucked me over last season. Like I lost faith in her a little bit. Cause she left and I was just like, what the fuck?
Where'd you go?
We were all rooting for you.
It was with a guy that we had never seen before. So it was all very unclear.
Yeah. And now she's like still with him and like TBD on their relationship, but they seem very in love. But as long as she's...
With that speech today where she just said, you know, women have been, what did she say?
She's like, we as women like have to stand up and I'm not going to let men get away with this shit anymore.
I know. It was like
Lala
so good.
Literally started the Time's Up movement.
Time's Up. Hashtag Me Too.
Yeah.
Oprah's Golden Globe speech. Like
Lala started that actually before anyone, before Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon was shook.
Because that was filmed over
the... She was watching. Reese Witherspoon was watching Vanderpump Rules tonight and she was shook because she's like, Lala is, you know... doing a much better job at this Time's Up movement than I am.
She really is.
She was doing more work than I've seen Reese do.
Yeah.
I love Reese, but
it's not that hard to bring people as your date to the Golden Globes.
Yeah, Lala's like walking the walk, talking the talk.
Lala has a rat tail she's preaching.
Did you see Oprah's CBS this morning?
No.
It was this past weekend. Oprah interviewed like all the people for the Time's Up movement. So it was like the creators of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was Reese... It was
Taryn Jean.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, okay. Was it just celebs?
God, it was celebs and Kathleen Kennedy from...
The producer.
So it was a mix of people, but Oprah was interviewing all these women and all these super powerful women, you know, in the industry. And I just wish Lala was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lala was sitting alongside Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, Lala needs a seat at the table because she's essential. She's an essential part of this movement, actually.
God. Yes, let's get Lala on... You know, on record. She came out at the Golden Globes.
I know. She should have been at the Golden Globes. I'll bet she was like at a Globes party or
wearing
two.
Wearing a Time's Up pin, completely drunk.
What if Lala goes to the Oscars?
Yes.
I need her.
You start movements on here. Can we do like Lala goes
yeah,
to the
we need,
hashtag Lala goes
we need
to the
something
Oscars.
As far as like Lala and Time's Up, like getting her in the forefront and making
Lala
sure people.
Too.
Lala too.
Instead of Me Too, Lala too.
Lala too. Include her.
Yeah.
Include her in the movement, Reese.
Yeah, so when you're tweeting hashtag Me Too and your stories, tweet hashtag Lala too.
Mm-hmm. And hashtag Kristen is iconic. This has to work.
Oh my God, we're going to make it happen.
I'm not giving up
until... It can't be that hard. I mean...
No.
We're not going to give up.
What else is going on?
If Lala's not going to give up preaching her word,
yeah,
then I'm not going to give up trying to get Kristen on my podcast.
I'm fighting for justice in more ways than one.
The new Justice League.
Thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
This is a blast. Yeah, you'll have to come back.
I'd love to, yeah.
I'm probably going to end up doing a recap of season one, so I would love to have you like
be so fun.
Get your eyes on the vintage Vanderpump vibes.
I was just watching Vintage. I was just literally marathoning season one
I don't know, like a couple weekends ago, they were playing it on Bravo.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Best TV.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah, everyone can find you at Danny Pellegrino.
Yes, at Danny Pellegrino.
You're a must follow on Instagram.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. And we're going to move on to the bonus episode, but bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Logan Cumberland Lambert, Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.